This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Francine Falk Allen. She's the author of No Spring Chicken, and she's sharing tips for planning your travels, whether you live with a long-time disability or contending with the physical issue we all face as we get older. Francine, we were talking about museums. I find if a person with a physical disability lets it be known that they have a physical disability, they'll be brought to the front of the line. If there's not a regular elevator for the normal customers, there's a service elevator that they'll take you to. And as you mentioned, they have wheelchairs. Is it part of the issue is just being sure that you reach out and let people know you're here, you want to enjoy the experience, and is there any way you can help me?
That's part of it, yes. I think it's helpful to check things out in advance and find out if there are elevators and that sort of thing available. And if there are tickets, particularly for disabled people and their companions, that type of thing, mm-hmm. to check in advance. You know, I'm not a line cutter.
Right.
I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
Because people have been waiting and they sort of hate it when you do that.
Well, I would think most people would, if they saw somebody in a wheelchair, they would say, please go, don't sit out here so long. But I think when you choose different ways to travel and different times to travel, you make life easier for yourself. I always say, whether you're dealing with a disability or whether you're just slowing down with age, if you're concerned about the demands of travel in Europe anyways, I would say to avoid the heat and the crowds of summer. It can get so hot and so crowded. And if you can just bundle up and go in shoulder season, things become twice as easy, whether you have a physical disability or not.
Yes, when it's less crowded, I find that, well, that's when we like to travel too.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if I'm not using my scooter, if I'm on canes or using crutches, I can't stand in line for a long period of time.
Right.
So crowds don't really work very well for us. But we like it to be a little more personal anyway, and we find that we find the more intimate things about a venue if we go when there aren't crowds.
Reading through your book, you've done lots of travels. I know you've traveled a lot in the United States and then internationally. Share a couple of favorite experiences on the road that you find particularly inspirational. First of all, domestically, national parks, going to Hawaii, big cities like New York and D.C. How has your experience been?
I've been to Yosemite. Well, we haven't gone for a few years now because the people we used to go with and camp with are getting older and they find camping a little difficult now. But I went to Yosemite Park almost every year for about 30 years. And now that I use a mobility scooter there, I have discovered that there are lots of paved pathways. They can get up to Lower Yosemite Falls with a scooter, and you can get way back into the valley, into almost all the way to Mirror Lake with a scooter. We tried to go up to Yellowstone this last year on an RV trip, but it was too smoky. So we turned and went down to Zion, and they have a nice trail back in there too for mobility scooters. I find that larger cities usually have really good taxi access. And whereas mm-hmm. I used to take subways, that's quite difficult for me because usually there's a big flight of stairs from the last stop up to the street. So I don't use subways anymore. And that was just way too much walking.
Right.
So we find that large cities have flat sidewalks. I mean, even Paris has flat sidewalks. They may have cobblestone streets in some areas, but the sidewalks are flat. They put those in for all the ladies that have high heels. So those work for me too.
That's great. There's a lot of reasons to like or not like cruises, but I think from a disability point of view, cruises must be a godsend. I think a cruise, wherever the ship goes, it has state-of-the-art accessibility, and you've always got a bus waiting for you in the port that's designed for people who can't or don't want to walk very much. What's your take on cruising for people with physical disabilities?
I haven't been on a big cruise. I've been on a small boat cruise in France, and it was a little difficult for me getting on and off the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that that wouldn't be a really good choice for a person in a wheelchair. But the larger cruises I've heard are really great, especially if you're an early morning riser, because they seem to really be getting people off the boat early and out into the town.
Well, they do make very good facilities for people in wheelchairs on cruises that I've noticed in the cruises I've been on.
Actually, there's some groups with disabilities who go on cruises together on purpose because
Right.
because the boats really do accommodate scooters very well and wheelchairs.